JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Blue and Jonker Mountains commemorative hike, and later, our Glimpses of Christmas segment and a Yuletide tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Approximately 30 persons will participate in a commemorative hike to the Blue and Jonker Mountains, Jamaica's first World Heritage Site, on Sunday, December 20. Hikers will meet at Mavis Bank at 6 a.m. to make the trek. The group will then be guided by Jamaica Conservation Development Trust's JCDT tour guides and begin the challenging hike, which is expected to last about 9 hours. At the end of the hike, participants will unveil a plaque at the top of the Blue Mountain Peak, located within the World Heritage Site, as a symbolic move to commemorate the inscribed property. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Youth and Culture in collaboration with JCDT, with funding from the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. The group will consist of representatives from the Ministry of Youth and Culture, UNESCO, JCDT, the National Environment and Planning Agency, the Forestry Department of Jamaica, Jamaica National Heritage Trust, and members of the wider Blue and Jonker Mountain communities. Representatives of the Embassy of Japan and the Japan International Cooperation Agency will also participate in the hike. Principal Director of the Culture and Creative Industries Policy Division in the Ministry, Dr. Janice Lindsay, says hikers will be able to learn on the way.
It is going to be an experience where you're making the trek, you're making the hike, but you're learning as you're going along, and really is about reflecting on what is the significance of the natural and cultural values of the Blue and Jonker Mountains.
She adds that during the hike, participants will pass by and learn about sites associated with the Maroon heritage. The Blue and Jonker Mountains were inscribed World Heritage Sites on July 3. The launch of the site took place in Moortown, Portland, on October 30. During the celebration, the first plaque indicating the World Heritage Site was unveiled.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
With the Vision 2030 National Development Plan as a guide, steps are being taken to ensure that businesses in all the island's industries will be more competitive and productive. To find out more about the objectives of Vision 2030 and the role you play, visit vision2030.gov.jm and view the dashboard of indicators. Time now for a JIS glimpse of Christmas.
Well, Christmas for me is a... It's a magical time, you know. The season changes, and you notice with that change, it's cooler, calmer, more serene. It is used currently as a season for gift giving, but you know, I think that's the wrong way to do it. It should be used more as a time of remembrance, reflection, you know. And for those who don't celebrate Christmas, well, you know, it could be used as a time for camaraderie. I use it as a time for camaraderie. You can also use it to help others, the less fortunate.
Here now is a tip for the season. If you're baking or cooking this Christmas, find healthy alternatives to some of the ingredients you would usually use. Avocado or canola oil make great substitutes to butter. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That is where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.